Breaking news, NVIDIA has announced that they are investing $100 billion in OpenAI in order to deploy 10 gigawatts worth of new data centers using their chips, in what is just the latest chapter of the accounting gimmick and round-tripping scheme that I've come to call AI mania. Now keep in mind, it's only been a few days since we broke this story about NVIDIA renting their own chips from CoreWeave. Well, now NVIDIA will be essentially buying their own chips using OpenAI as a middleman in a scheme that was first made famous in 1989 by the legendary economist and Pokai football legend, Al Bundy. What's up, guys? I'm Nobody Special, and today on NVIDIA's website, we got this press release designed to sell stock to imbeciles. OpenAI and NVIDIA announced strategic partnership to deploy 10 gigawatts of NVIDIA systems. OpenAI and NVIDIA today announced a letter of intent for a landmark strategic partnership to deploy at least 10 gigawatts of NVIDIA systems for OpenAI's next generation AI infrastructure to train and run its next generation of models on the path to deploying superintelligence. To support this deployment, including data center and power capacity, NVIDIA intends to invest up to $100 billion in OpenAI as the new NVIDIA systems are deployed. The first phase is targeted to come online in the second half of 2026 using the NVIDIA Vera Rubin platform. So let's get a few things out of the way first. This is not a contract. This is not guaranteed revenue. This is a non-binding letter of intent. It's a bunch of words on paper signed by two guys who can both walk away at any time. I could just as easily issue a letter of intent to buy $100 billion worth of Jell-O pudding pops over the next 10 years. That doesn't mean Jell-O is going to sell those pudding pops. Now let's talk about the power problems. Keep in mind, OpenAI could spend all $100 billion that NVIDIA is giving them just on new nuclear reactors to power this data center and still get nowhere near 10 gigawatts. 10 gigawatts is almost 1% of the entire capacity of the United States power grid, and considering the last nuclear reactors that were built in this country cost more than $15 billion apiece, $100 billion is not going to get you 10 gigawatts of power, let alone 10 gigawatts of data center and labor and all the other work that goes into it. As my friends at MacroWedge pointed out recently in this chart, the price of electricity keeps going up. This is data centers getting less and less profitable, even as poor Americans see their utility bills skyrocketing. And for the sake of brevity, let's just blow past the whole fact that 95% of AI pilots are failing at U.S. companies, meaning nobody is making any money on AI, only the people selling the hardware to themselves are actually making money. And let's also blow right past the fact that it was just a week ago that we reported that NVIDIA was being forced to backstop their chip sales to companies like CoreWeave in order to guarantee them revenue to get those chips sold. In other words, NVIDIA is also renting their own chips from themselves. At risk of sounding like a broken record, I feel compelled to point out that nobody besides NVIDIA is making any money with AI. OpenAI lost $5 billion last year. They're going to lose even more this year. Anthropic had similar losses. No one is making any money. The only reason this bubble has been able to inflate to such a ridiculous proportion is because NVIDIA and their co-conspirators on Wall Street are creating artificial demand for their product by propping up their customers. NVIDIA is giving their money to OpenAI so OpenAI can give the money right back to NVIDIA, and then NVIDIA reports it as revenue. Now, I have been pointing out this round-tripping scheme for more than 2 years, even as this bubble has continued to inflate and get worse and worse. Now we're at the point where this stock bubble has reached something to the tune of about $20 trillion in total market cap, mostly concentrated among the Mag 7 companies. In other words, the damage has already been done, and for most people, it's too late. That doesn't mean we need to let this thing get even worse. And even though more and more people are starting to catch on that this entire thing has been faked from the get-go, they're still blowing it up even higher. This whole press release is nothing more than a non-binding letter of intent. It's a story being told to convince imbeciles to buy the stock. Oh, look, it worked. Now, what's going on here is not hard to figure out. It took me a couple of minutes a couple of years ago. What is hard is convincing people that this is what's going on. And since nobody wants to take my word for it, maybe they'll listen to my man Al Bundy from the 1989 episode of Married with Children, a three-job, no-income family. Now, in this episode, Peggy gets a job as a Bonnie Bright girl. Bonnie Bright, in this case, was a euphemism for Mary Kay, the notorious multi-level marketing scheme where women sell cosmetics, typically to themselves and their friends. And it turned out Peggy was actually making a ton of money as a Bonnie Bright girl. And Al just couldn't figure out how was his wife making more money than him. Until he saw Peggy's customer list.
Now get a pen, write this down. Ah, here we go. Peggy Bundy. Peggy Bundy. Peggy Bundy. Ah, here it is. Peggy Bundy.
Look, Al, why don't we just skip over her and get to the people who actually bought the cosmetics?
All righty. Peggy Bundy. Peggy Bundy. Peggy Bundy. She's her own customer, Steve. All this time she's been buying all this stuff herself.
Al, your life is pathetic.
You're not really making any money.
Oh, yes, I am. They send me checks.
Ah, yes, but you send them much bigger ones. And that's what we call in the world of business sending your husband rocketing to the poorhouse. Why didn't you sell any makeup, Peg?
Well, like I told the girls, it's not very good.
Well, then why did you keep buying it?
Because that's how I make my money.
Now, you'll notice within about 5 seconds in that clip, the audience was already cracking up laughing because they realized what was going on, that Peggy was just buying the makeup from herself in order to make it look like she was making money so she could get commission checks, but really it was just a cash-burning fiasco. The studio audience for Married with Children in 1989 was able to figure this out in 10 to 15 seconds, yet it has taken the investing public and the law of intelligent markets more than 2 years to figure out what NVIDIA is doing with their own customers. It's no different than what the big redhead did to the guy from Poke High back in 1989. Now, every day, more and more analysts, commentators, influencers, and ordinary people alike are catching on to what NVIDIA and their co-conspirators have done in order to prop up what has become the biggest tech investing bubble in history. It's only a matter of time before it fails, and when it does, remember, nobody saw this coming. Till next time, live small and dream big.